latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines, beginning with the news that United boss Jose Mourinho says he needs more time to get the best out of his United squad as they gear up for a demanding October fixture list. The Red Devils face Stoke at Old Trafford on Sunday, but before returning from the international break to take on Liverpool, Fenerbahce in the Europa League, Chelsea and Manchester City in the EFL Cup in the space of 9 days later in the month. And just 10 games into his United reign, Mourinho claims he cannot be expected to know everything about his players until he has seen far more of them. He said, "I need time, I need the players to play, I need to see them in different circumstances, I need to understand more about them. There are so many and so much to learn about the players that only when you have worked with them a long, long time where you know them well, there is always a surprise behind the door when you have worked with them for just 3, 4 or 5 months. Moving on, and Matteo Darmian is on the verge of a January move from Manchester United to Inter Milan, according to reports in Italy. Several Serie A clubs are known to be interested in the former Torino fullback, including Juventus, Napoli and Milan. According to reports, though, Inter have practically agreed terms with the player for a January switch. It is expected to be a loan deal with an obligation to buy either at the end of this season or the end of next. Finally, and Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola are reportedly set to intensify their rivalry by facing off for the signature of Real Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos. That's according to reports in Spain today. The Manchester United and City coaches both see the German as the ideal next additions to their team. They will have to persuade him to leave Madrid, however, with the European champions planning to offer him a new contract that will run until 2020.